There is still a very long way to go, and there's so much anger and so much frustration. CNN's chief international correspondent, Christian Amanpour, the level, I don't think people outside who aren't here get it. I mean, all this week we've been listening to politicians and people talking about, well, look, if you're looking for your loved one, well, you can log onto a website or you can call a toll-free number. There's no phones here. No one can log onto a website.
I think one of the things I found so extraordinary today was following a young girl who was looking for seven of her family members who are still missing in what's called the lakefront part of this town, right near the lake that burst its banks. And obviously that place is still underwater. But to cut it short, we asked police, we asked the sheriff, we asked troopers, we asked the fire people, any officials we could find. There was simply no information and nowhere to get the information. As you say, everybody has cell phones, but many of the cell networks aren't working. Right. People don't have batteries. There aren't designated phones that have been set up by X or Y corporation. Information's a big problem.
You would think somebody, a corporation or somebody, would come and stand on a street corner with a satellite phone and announce, you know what, you can make a call to your loved one. Because there are people who cannot tell their loved ones that they're even alive. And I'm sure it's happened to you. We have people all the time coming up to us asking us to use a satellite phone, and as much as possible we give it away. And I mean, every one of those calls is heartbreaking. I mean, literally everyone, you know, grown men are weeping on the phone when they say to their loved ones, you know, I'm alive. And it's people hand you notes saying, please say on the air my name and tell my, you know, maybe my mom will see it and know I'm alive.
You're right. And when we were looking for this girl's family, there was a body on the street that had been just left there. It had been wrapped respectfully by whoever found it, but left there, wrapped in a sheet. And the first reaction of this girl was, well, is it Vietnamese like I am? Could it be my family? Is it a black American? Who is it? People standing around, nobody knew. Nobody knew what to do with it. And I tell you, you know, coming from overseas here and having covered so much of this kind of thing overseas, the reaction overseas to what's happening here is extraordinary. So much disbelief. People just don't believe that this is America.
Yeah.
Well, where were the troops in the early days? We talked to emergency service people today who basically out and out say that from the very first there should have been airlift, there should have been troops deployed. People should have been here to keep order, at least at the very beginning.
But, you know, it's funny that people overseas that you're talking to are saying, is this America? Because I was just in Waveland, Mississippi for a couple of days, and there are people there saying, is this the United States of America? Because, I mean, it sure doesn't look like it, and aren't we supposed to, you know, I mean, it's just in this world of instant communications, it's extraordinary that you can't even call your loved one and tell them you're alive. I don't get it.
And certainly overseas, people are questioning policies that could have maybe exacerbated this. You know, the lack of big government, all the National Guard troops, about a third of the Louisiana and Mississippi ones are out in Iraq. These things make a difference. And these are people who are experts at, in many cases, in emergency
service. Well, it's interesting. I asked a politician, a senator, that the other night. I said, well, is this because National Guard troops in Iraq? And he said, well, that's a question only the press are asking. And I'm like, and I said to him, you know, sir, respectfully, that's not a question the press are asking. That's a question a man named Charles Kearney is asking, who's standing in the rubble of his home, and literally asked me to ask the senator that. Because whether or not that's true, I just people want answers, and they don't feel like they're getting any answers. And it is very, you know, it's almost a week now, and it's very frustrating.
Well, that's what's so incredible, that it's a week, and people are still not finding answers, much less finding bodies still.
And yet, every day there are people, there are, you know, state and local and federal people down here working around the clock incredibly hard, and not doing it with, you know, a great amount of organization and support. They're just going out and, you know, picking their missions themselves. They're making up their missions and deciding, you know what, let's not wait for orders, let's just go and do it. And that we're seeing all the time.